Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over any other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this kind of gloomy Sabbath over here. I hope and pray that you have better weather in your neck of the woods. This is our lesson 319 of our chapter 68, entitled In the Outer Court, Part 2, on this Sabbath, December 12, 2020. Our tiny touch song is entitled Little Feet, Be Careful, and our dear brother will be the one to share the song with us.
Little Feet, Be Careful. I washed my hands this morning, so very clean and white. And lent them both to Jesus to work for him till night. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do. I told my ears to listen quite closely all day through for any act of kindness such little hands can do. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do. My eyes are set to watch them about their work or play, to keep them out of mischief for Jesus' sake all day. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, dear brother. If any one of the little ones, by the help of their parents or older sibling, would like to open with prayer to our story time section, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this for today. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without it. Now let us be able to keep on giving praises unto thee, no matter where we are, no matter what happens. Let us be able to always keep in mind that you'll always be there to be our guide, our helper, our friend, and let us be strong and be kind and be noble, be considerate, be unselfish, be reverent, thoughtful, and always just keep on looking to thee for the answer. I also pray that you may be able to help heal if any of us may be ill or under the weather, that we may be able to make full recoveries. Be with us as we have yet another blessed study. Let us cherish all the lessons that we learn and read from and keep them in memory and use them in action when we need to no matter what weather is out there, the less keep on giving praise unto thee and to bring in us out of life and to keep on bless and to bless us as we continue to do your work until the time our work is complete, that we may join ourselves in our new home in the new earth. We love the Lord God, looking forward to being the land you promised us. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. It's story time, little ones. So let us use our listening ears. And our dear brother will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. Today, we can read about God's children. Remember, we stopped last time with everything was still and hushed. Everybody was waiting. All nature was waiting, not body, the animals, were waiting for to see what God would do next. It was the middle of the sixth day, and God had made everything beautiful in its place. There was the green earth with its grass and its flowers and its trees. And there was the blue sky with its little wave, sea, with its little waves lapping on the shore. There were the rivers and the brooks and the springs sparkling in the sunlight, and in the sea and the rivers and lakes were the finny fishes overhead and in the trees and on the ground and even on the water were the feathered birds, ducks and water birds. And on the earth were the sheep and the cows and the horses and all the four-footed animals. Up until now, on the sixth day, on this sixth day, there were motion and music, the fishes swimming and the birds flying and all the animals going about and talking in their own ways. But now it was noon, and everything hushed and waited for what God was going to do. For as yet there was no one to be head of everything in the world, and all the fishes and the birds and animals knew that God was going to give them someone to love them and guide them and rule over them. Then in this silence, God spoke, "Let us make man and woman in our image to be like us, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth." And he did. But you know, the first man and woman in the world were never babies at all. Everybody since then has started out as a baby. You did. And I did, and Daddy and Mama did, and Uncle and Auntie, and Grandpa and Granddaddy, or Grandma and Granddaddy did, and the kings and queens, and newsboys. There used to be boys that ran around the streets of the city selling newspapers. That's what they call newsboys. Every one of us and every one of them was a baby once, and then we grew up. Grew or are growing into men and women. But it wasn't that way with the first man and woman, Adam and Eve. They were children of God, made in his image. I suppose God said, "Let's start them out full grown, for there will not be any father or mother to take care of them if they were babies." And apparently next time we're going to find out what happened. So, thank you for listening.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So, remember the song that you have learned. The title is "A Little Walk with Jesus, Make It All Right." Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us. Our opening scripture song is entitled "For the Love of Christ," taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15, in the section "God's Love" from the King James Bible. For the love of Christ constrained us, because with us judged, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And he died for all that they wish live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And he died for all that they wish live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him, unto him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. But unto him which died for them, which died for them and rose again. Welcome to all the dear family that are just joining us. If any one of their older siblings, mommies or daddies, or even the little ones would like to open a section of a family study with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Amen.
Really, go ahead.
Thank you, God, for waking up this morning. Thank you for my auntie, my auntie Stasha, my auntie Chantel, auntie Stasha, dear in my heart, and my dad, my mom, my cousins, my uncles, my dad, and my Kenyon. And thank you for all of my families and my grandma and my grandpa and my friends, me and Kylie. And they're all in my heart. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 12, verse 24 from the King James Version, and it reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled, In the Outer Court, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses to our study, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
John. Chapter 12.
I know John.
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
Verse 25.
Verse 25.
That
loveth
his life, shall lose it.
He lose it.
Shall lose it.
Shall lose it.
And he that
hateth
his life.
His life.
In this world.
In this world.
Shall keep it.
Shall keep it.
Unto life.
Unto life.
Eternal.
Eternal.
Emma, your turn. Come on. Mark.
What?
Chapter 4.
Chapter 4.
Verse 28.
For the earth.
For the earth.
Bring it.
For. Fruit.
Fruit.
Of herself.
Hey, of herself.
First. The blade.
Then.
The ear. After that.
The full
horn
Horn.
In the ear.
In the ear.
Amen. Thank you.
Time to go down.
But Mark chapter 4, verse 29. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle because the harvest is come. Amen. And we'll bubble down to share with others. John. Okay. Say John.
Huh?
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
Verse 26.
Is
any
man
serve
me,
let
him
follow
me, and
where
I am
there
shall
also
my
servant
be.
If any good
man
serve
me.
Him
will
my
father
honor.
Good.
Romans chapter 8 verse 17.
Romans chapter 8 verse 17. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1.
We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 623 through 624. Welcome to all the brethren that are just joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 623. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Christ presented his future, illustrating it by the things of nature, that the disciples might understand the true result of his missions was to be reached by his death. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, and if it die.
But if it die. Next slide, please. Continuing. It bringeth forth much fruit. When the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it springs up and bears fruit. So the death of Christ would result in fruit for the kingdom of God. But in accordance with the law of the vegetable kingdom, life was to be the result of his death. Desire of Ages, page 623, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. From the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 through 6, taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Patience.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are
astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:4-6.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. We are still in page 623. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Zar of Ages, page 623. Those who till the soil have the illustration ever before them. Year by year, man preserves his supply of grain by apparently throwing away the choicest part. For a time must be hidden under the furrow to be watched over by the Lord. Then appears the blade, then the ear, and then the corn in the ear. But this development cannot take place unless the grain is buried out of sight, hidden to all appearance, lost.
The
Dark Ages, page 623, paragraph 2. Amen.
Have a blessing, everyone. Continuing on page 623.
Why don't you get the phone?
Buried in the ground produces fruit, and in turn this is planted. Thus the harvest is multiplied. So the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary will bear fruit unto eternal life. The contemplation of this sacrifice will be the glory of those who, as the fruit of it, will live through eternal ages. Desire of Ages, page 623, paragraph 3. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 623. The grain of wheat that preserves its own life can produce no fruit. It abides alone. Christ could, if he chose, save himself from death, but should he do this, he must abide alone. He could bring no sons and daughters to God. Only by yielding up his life could he impart life to humanity. Only by falling into the ground to die that he could become the seed of that vast harvest, the great multitude that out of every nation and kindred and tongue and people are redeemed to God. Desire of Ages, page 623, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our next beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, taken also from the scripture song singer in the section Pillars of Faith.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Amen. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in page 623. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
With this truth, Christ connects the lesson of self-sacrifice, that all should learn he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. All who would bring forth fruit as workers together with Christ must first fall into the ground and die. The life must be cast into the furrow of the world's needs. Self-love, self-interest must perish.
On the slide it says, he that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it and keep it to life eternal. John chapter 12, verse 25. There's also a verse from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, King James Version. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. And thank you, Jesus.
And the law of self-sacrifice is the law of self-preservation. The husbandman preserves his grain by casting it away. So in human life, to give is to live. The life that will be preserved is the life that is freely given in service to God and man. Those who, for Christ's sake, sacrifice their life in this world will keep it unto a life eternal. It's our pages, page 623, paragraph 5. And on the left-hand column says, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the
propitiation for our sins.
1 John 4:10. And also, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28.
Thank you, Sister Cece. Amen.
Okay. The desire of ages.
The desire of ages.
The desire.
The desire.
Of ages.
Of ages.
Page.
624.
Okay, wonderful. Come, let's go. The life,
the life
spent
on self,
is like, the grain, that is eaten, it disappears,
it
disappears,
but there
is no increase. A
man
may gather
all he can
for self.
He may live
and think and plan
for self.
But his life passes away. And he has nothing. The law
of self serving
is the law.
The law of self.
Destruction.
Destruction.
Good try. Desire of Ages, page 624, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Always keep a smile in our hearts when we hear those precious little souls. Let's learn our next beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23, margin. Taken also from Scripture Song Singer in the section God's Love. Welcome to all of those that are joining us.
For the wages of sin is death, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, eternal life receive. In Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 624. If any one of the dear children, even our guests, would like to read the following paragraph, maybe unmute your mic, dear ones.
Continuing. Pages 624. If anyone serves me, said Jesus, let him follow me. And there I am. There shall also my servant be. If anyone serve me, him will my Father honor. All who have borne with Jesus the cross of sacrifice will be sharers with him of his glory. It was the joy of Christ in his humiliation and pain that his disciples should be glorified with him. Next slide, please. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 624, continuing, they are the fruit of his self-sacrifice. The outworking in them of his own character and spirit is his reward and will be his joy throughout eternity. This joy they share with him as the fruit of their labor and sacrifice is seen in other hearts and lives. They are workers together with Christ. And the Father will honor them as he honors his Son. Desire of Ages, page 224, paragraph 2. And the slide on the top up left says, living for self, crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, Christ in me, and raised as a new person in Christ. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 34 to 35, and also 40 of the King James Version margin. Also taken from Scripture Song Singers in the section Promises.
Blessed of my Father, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. From the foundation of the world, for I was then hungered and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger and he took me in, naked and he clothed me. I was sick and he visited me. I was in prison and he came unto me. Inasmuch as he hath done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, he hath done it unto me. Blessed of my Father, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25, verses 34 through 36 and 40.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we are going to reserve the 6th question that we have for our next Sabbath review. Hope and pray that you will be able to sit with your children. And if you're in the countryside and you go through a cornfield or even a wheat field, you can be able to give them the lesson of the parable of Jesus Christ being that little seed that fell in the ground for our sakes. So next week, dear ones, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson in the outer court. So please have your question or anything that you would like to share with your remnant family for next Sabbath. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Here we go.
our heads and our knees as far as we can. Heavenly Father who art in heaven, we thank you, dear Lord, to come to you today. Gathered here, we thank you for all the children and the lessons that we are given. Father, may it become a blessing to our lives, and also that we also may be a blessing to others' lives. Thank you again for all the little children that participated so beautifully. And we ask you, Father, that we may be able to continue to be blessed throughout the Sabbath day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, dear sister. And I would like to thank all the precious little ones that participated today and their mommies helping them along the way. Next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue with our lesson 319, part 2 review of chapter 68, entitled In the Outer Court, part 2, and that will be held on December 19, 2020. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, dear ones, and you may be able to also share the slide with your neighbors or anyone that the Lord will place you to be able to bless them as well. Leaving Colossians 1:9 from the King James Version, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. May God bless each and every one of you and the rest of the services. Sabbath blessing, everyone.
Sabbath blessing, my dear Rose.
Sabbath blessing, my father. I'm so glad that you was able to come in. Sabbath blessing, everyone.